Okay. We just played a game, and the objective of the game was for me to make you guys laugh. Obviously, my jokes were not good enough to make you guys do so.
But they were extremely funny.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Levi, please don't.
All the water bottles.
So, obviously, it was not challenging for you guys to keep from laughing. But do any of you ever struggle with, like, controlling your emotions, you know?
Yeah, obviously.
Most every one of you, yeah? Raise your hand. Today we're going to be starting the series called Be the Change. We're going to look at a few of the areas in your guys' lives where you're experiencing change. And the focus is going to be on how biblically we can use what the Bible tells us about these things and that we can change the experiences that we're going through. Like, we can be the change. The experiences that we're going through don't have to change us, you know. The topic for today is our emotions. Obviously, by the time you guys all reach middle school, most, if not all of you, I would imagine, know that everyone has emotions. All of you guys have experienced emotion at some point in your life. Whether it's being sad, whether it's being happy, you know, angry. I'm sure all of you have seen your parents in the car be angry at somebody at some point. So by the time you reach middle school, most of you know that we have emotions. And we all know that our emotions can differ, depending on the situation, the circumstances, and all of that. Middle school and even high school is a time in your guys' life where the changes you're experiencing can be hard for you to understand. They can seem so extreme at times, and it's like a roller coaster, you know? When things are good, they're really, really good, and when things are bad, they just seem to be really, really bad. Your world essentially revolves around, you know, waking up in the morning, you go to school. Some of you are homeschooled, but so you're at home still. You have activities that you do outside of home and or school, sports. Some of you are in robotics. Some of you are in band. Some of you go to football. And then church, and that's it. That's basically your world. That is your bubble. And for you guys, if something happens in that world, it can seem pretty extreme. The emotions that you can feel, can seem just amplified or heightened just because it affects, like if something happens in your bubble, it affects your everything. If you win a game, obviously, great joy. If you lose that game, sorrow. You feel like maybe you let your friends down. If you're getting attention from your friends, happy as can be, you know, things are great. But when your friends are ignoring you or being difficult or hard to talk to, you're really down. Obviously, boyfriend or a girlfriend, things are great. Boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up, things are not great. When you're looking forward to something and then, you know, you're happy, you're anxious, you know, maybe you guys are going on a vacation with your family, you're excited, you're looking forward to it. When that something that you're looking forward to doesn't happen, obviously, really sad. All of these things bring great joy, but on the flip side, they can also have really negative effects. Our emotions fluctuate. You can go from being happy in the morning when you wake up because you're supposed to go somewhere, but it's raining and you can't go there, so now you're 10 minutes later sad. It's a lot to deal with, and it's a lot to navigate, and it can be very challenging at times. Like I said, when life is good, it's good. For most of us, like adults and children alike, you know, we don't struggle really with when times are good. Like when things are good, life's good. Like we're fine. We're rolling along. Our positive emotions usually aren't a problem for us. We don't have a problem expressing laughter or joy, but it's our negative emotions when we start to let those have an impact on our life. When we get angry because something, you know, we got let down or we lost the game, and we start to let those emotions have negative effects on the people around us. When you get mad at a friend and you take it out on them and you lash out and you say something maybe you're going to regret, it's when we let our negative emotions have an impact on our life. That's when most of us can say we experience problems with our emotions. It's easy for us to want to try to suppress our negative emotions. We just want to, you know, sometimes you don't want to let people know that you're feeling sad or you're angry. You don't want to let people, honestly, know that you're vulnerable. So you just try to bottle that up. When you feel sad, sometimes you'll put on a happy face and you'll act like everything's okay when really inside you're upset. Our negative emotions in our life, they have a lasting effect on us, you know. And obviously we'd rather be happy, but unfortunately that's not always possible. It's important for us to realize that, like, our emotions, the emotions that we're feeling, the things that we're going through, it's okay. Like, God made emotions, and you have positive and negative emotions for a reason. Like, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel sad. As long as you just understand what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and then you're knowing how to navigate them in the right way. So today we're going to look at three things. We're going to focus on three areas in which I guess I just have three things that I want you guys to take away from today's message, okay? Three topics, three for those of you that want to take notes or whatever. The first is we need to understand how to deal with our negative emotions. We're going to see what the Bible tells us about our negative emotions when we feel angry and sad, and then we're going to see how to deal and handle those. The second thing is knowing that our feelings, our emotions, they're going to change. Like, you're not always going to feel the way you feel on any particular day. Like, things do get better. Things will change. I know at times it might not feel that way. Like I said, your world, your bubble, it just feels so small sometimes. But things will change. And the last thing that I'd like for you guys to take away from this is that there's always one emotion that is always good. That God will always, that is always a good emotion. So, first, we're going to talk about what the Bible says about our negative emotions. So turn with me to Proverbs 4.
If you didn't bring a Bible, here,
grab one, please. I got some over here. Who needs a Bible?
Me.
Throw up your hand.
I'm going to throw it at
him. Proverbs 4:23. When you're there, raise your hand for me. Proverbs 4:23. You guys need one or you are dead? Okay. Proverbs 4:23. I'm sorry.
Got it.
Proverbs 4:23. Who is there? Bailey, you have your hand up in the air first. Will you read it for me? Nice and loud. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What do you think it means by keeping thy heart? Go ahead.
Not letting your emotions out?
Not letting your emotions out?
Regulating them?
Yeah, regulating them. Protecting it? Go ahead.
Releasing them in a calm way.
Gotcha. Does anybody else, did you have your hand? No? It says to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. For out of your heart are the issues of life. All right, now we're going to flip over to Mark, chapter 7. It's to the right in your Bible. Mark 7. No. Mark 7. Not getting you with that one, Mr. Lincoln. Mark 7, verse 21. Huh? You guys there? Everybody there?
Yep.
All right, Adeline, go ahead, read it. We're going to read 21 through 23, by the way. It's talking about all these things that come from our heart. And the last verse is telling us to guard our heart. And it says, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts. adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness. Oliver, Gabe, scoot over. Thank you. An evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile the man. In Proverbs 4:23, it's telling us to keep thy heart with all diligence, for the issues of life come out of it. And these are all the issues that if we're not protecting our heart, if we're not guarding our heart against the things of this world, that our heart, that these are the things that comes out of it. You see, if we decide to let our emotions to take control in our lives, then we are letting these things start to take a hold on us. Yeah, if we aren't guarding our heart, all of these things are what is going to start seeping its way into our life. And it's important that we are keeping our hearts, especially for those of us that are saved, because we are made new. We have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit inside of us, and we are new creatures in Christ. So if you're saved, like you know that you have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and you need to allow that, you need to live through that Holy Spirit. So Paul's, we're going to go to Colossians chapter 3. Real fast. And Paul is talking to the Christians here. Huh?
No, left or right.
Colossians. You're going back to the right. We're going back towards the back of the book. Yeah. Colossians chapter 3. Raise your hand when you get there. You don't have to say nothing. Just raise your hand. Chapter 3.
I'm pretty sure I'll like it. Right there.
Ethan. We're going to read 8 through 10. You're going to read 8 through 10.
But now ye also put off these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Why not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the new man with these, and yet have put on the new man with it, new and knowledge after the image of manifestation.
See, so, but now you also put off all these things. I'm telling you, talking about anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications, you know, the old you, like we were saying a minute ago, you're saved now. So the old you, you need to put off all these negative emotions that you're having because you are made new. You're a new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. He says that we are to put off these negative emotions and to put on the new man, which he says in verse 10, renewed in the knowledge and the image that created him. What Paul is telling the Christians here is that we should be living our lives for Christ because we're made new. Like we should be living. He's telling the Christians how they should be living their life. It's easy for me to stand up here and tell you guys all of this. It's easy. It's easier for me to say this than to actually live it out. It's easier said than done. You can't just really just get rid of your negative emotions and thoughts. They come on you. Sometimes you don't even understand why you're feeling the way you do at moments in life. So you can't just throw them out. I get it. There's lots of good reasons for us to be angry. You know, even Jesus got mad at people when they sinned or misrepresented him. We see that in the Bible. Our emotions are a way of us, like, gauging what's going on with us, you know. Their way of letting us know that we're healthy, they're like the dashboard on your car when you're driving down the road. If my car throws a low tire light, I know what's going on with it. If my low fuel light comes on, I know I'm about out of gas, you know. Our emotions are, you know, like a gauge for us. They're like a gauge that tells you what's going on in life. If you find yourself getting really upset, maybe it's time to go in for a diagnostic check, you know? Maybe it's time for you to sit down and talk with somebody about how you're feeling if you need to. If you're getting super angry, maybe you need to go rotate your tires, you know? Maybe something is in your life is affecting you in a way that is causing you to feel that way. And that might mean you have to change what's going on. Maybe you need to find a new group of friends. Maybe you need to quit watching so much TV, quit spending so much time on your phone. Maybe not being in the Word as much, you know, maybe not reading your Bible. I don't know about you guys, but when I wake up and I read, it really does have a direct effect on how the rest of my day goes. Like, I feel better when I get up and I spend time in the Word, when I get up and I have a relationship with God. Don't mistake what I'm saying right now, though, as like just focus towards negative emotions. Like, our positive emotions can have a negative effect on us as well. Sorry, I'm going to get to it. Don't get hung up with the negative emotions. Yes, our negative emotions control us and can cause us to do harm to those around us, but so can our good emotions. So you get a new friend, your friend makes you happy. You like hanging out with them, you know, you felt like you belong with them. You enjoy being around them because they do things that make you laugh. They're funny. You like, you know, hanging out at their house. So they're making you feel joy. But this person makes you put your guard down. And maybe this new friend makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do. Stay out too late. Maybe this person cusses a lot. Maybe not in the beginning they don't, but then they start to, and that starts to have a negative effect on you. So you get caught up on the fact that you like this person, and they're fun, and they're fun to be around, and they make you feel good that you have a good time with them, but things that they're doing in their life are having a direct impact on you. See, so you're feeling a positive emotion. You're happy. This person makes you happy, but the things that this person is doing is having a negative effect on your Christian walk. And sometimes it's hard to deal with that because, you know, you might be afraid of losing them as a friend. And obviously that brings negative emotions that you don't want to experience. Let's go to Galatians 5:17. Yep. It's back a few chapters.
It's a portal.
What?
Oh, no.
Back the other way. Sorry, we were going to the right, now we're going to the left. Yes, Galatians 5:17. Through the men's breakfast here, the last few weeks we've been talking about the fruits of the Spirit and stuff, but Galatians, buddy. Corinthians, and then Galatians. It's not a very big chapter, but if anybody's there in the Bible, in the church Bible, can you say what page it's on?
1559,
Gabe. Alright, turn Galatians 5:17. Jacob? Go ahead and read it, huh? 908 North? Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Jacob. 5:17. Yep. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit lusts against the flesh. There's a battle going on here. Like I said, you don't want to get focused maybe on all the negative feelings that you feel at times, because your positive feelings can also go against, like, your spirit. It's important that we understand whether the emotions that we are experiencing, like the things that we are feeling, the good and the bad emotions, we need to understand whether those are our flesh battling our spirit, or if, like, our sinful nature is trying to take control. You know, we need to know, like, what the emotion actually that we're feeling means. And to make sure whether we're being led by the Spirit, not the flesh. We don't want to be walking in our flesh. I'm sure you guys have heard. We want to be walking in the Spirit. Social media and the world, everything that we have going on in our lives, will tell us that it's okay to feel a certain type of way. It'll tell us that, you know, if you're feeling down or whatever, like, it's okay. You're allowed to feel that way. You're allowed to, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're battling, you know, it's okay. And obviously, asking God for help. Hold on. Yeah. So if we have our spirit battling our flesh and our flesh battling the spirit, how do we know, like, when to act? You know, obviously that sounds very confusing. If we got our spirit and our flesh battling each other, then how do we know, like, how to act with our emotions? Like, how do I control my emotions? I don't know how I'm feeling. You know, if there's a lot going on, how do I know how to deal with the way I'm feeling? Obviously, asking God for help in prayer and speaking the feelings that you're having with Him is a good place to start. Going to the Lord in prayer, praying, say, hey, I'm angry all the time. You know, I don't understand why I get so mad, or I'm sad, and I don't really understand why I'm sad. Having that relationship with God, talking to Him, telling Him how you feel, will help. Trying to find other ways to how to handle your emotions, like for when you get angry, rather than fighting with someone physically or verbally, maybe try to find a different way to let your energy out. When I was growing up, a lot of people would always say, you know, playing football is a good way to release your emotions. You know, it's a good way to, when you're feeling angry, you get to take it out on the football field. So sports and extracurricular activities is a good way for you guys to release that energy. Find something that you enjoy, and if you feel angry, maybe try to turn that negative emotion into something positive in that area. Not wanting to hurt yourself when you're sad, or to helping ease the pain. You get caught up in thinking that, you know, I feel this way, so maybe I should do something about it. Maybe I deserve to feel sad. Maybe I deserve to be upset. The world and our sinful nature is going to tell us that there are easy ways to deal with conflict, but that's not what the Bible tells us. We need to be careful about what we're seeing on social media and stuff. We need to be actually looking at what the Bible's telling us about these things. So if you're, we're in Galatians. Hopefully you guys are all still there. Hope you didn't close your Bible. Just look one verse up at verse 16. Can somebody read it for me? Someone raise a hand. Read it. Link. Bro, you're not even in Galatians still. Watch you. I'm watching you. Timing you. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
I'm there.
Okay. This guy's got us, though. He already raised his hand. Callum? Yep, Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The answer to the question that we were just talking about, like how do we deal with the emotions that we're feeling, there's a lot of them, you know. It's, we have to let God guide us. We have to be in the Word. We have to be walking with the Lord. We have to have a personal relationship with Him. We have to let God guide the things that we're doing. Again, easier said than done. This type of relationship, though, just doesn't happen overnight. Like, you have to actively be putting forth effort. You're not just going to get good at something that you want to do by not physically investing in it. You're not going to pass a spelling test if you're not studying the words. You're not going to get better at Fortnite if you're not playing it often. You're not going to learn how to play an instrument if you don't practice. If you want to have a personal relationship with God, you have to be actively doing something about it. You have to be making time to get in the Word or to pray or to have a relationship. I mean, if you're literally not getting in your Bible at all, then like, what are you doing? Like, do you even have a relationship? Sometimes that comes at a cost. You might have to leave a friend. You might have to get out of a sport. Like, maybe you love playing football or whatever. Maybe you got to make time in the morning. Making more godly relationships. Maybe you have to get rid of friends that are not good influences. Yeah, they make you happy and they're fun to be around, but honestly, what are they doing to help me with my walk? You know, what is this person doing in my life to help me grow closer to God? And maybe that means getting rid of those types of friends and making friends that do have a good walk. People that are going to church, people that are, you know, not cussing all the time, that are good to be around. I know. I'm hurrying. If we are willing to do this, then God can help us take control of our emotions and start living more for God. The second thing that we were going to talk about is that it's important for us to understand that our feelings change. Okay? Whatever you're feeling right now today will either be different by the time church is over or be different by the time you wake up tomorrow. Our emotions change so fast. You're not always going to feel sad. You're not always going to be angry. You're not always going to be happy, unfortunately. It is important to understand that our emotions change, as do the circumstances. If you didn't make a sport because you tried out for, you might make it next year, you know. If you're angry because your friend moved away, you're going to make new friends. The same can be said about the good feelings that you have. Happiness that you get from food, from passing a test, heaven forbid, like the good feelings that you get from drugs, alcohol, vaping, porn, whatever sin that you're feeling. Those good feelings don't last forever. Those highs, so to speak, they don't last very long. So you can't look at these things to fill a void. You can't be trying to make yourself happy with things that you think make you feel a certain type of way. You have to find that joy in the Word. Our emotions are very heightened by the circumstances that we're in. Like I was saying, how many of you guys can raise your hand because you've been hangry before? You're hungry and you're mad. Kicked off. We've all seen the Snickers commercial. Here, Karen, eat a Snickers bar, you know? You turn into a monster. You're an evil person when you're hungry. How many of you can raise your hand and say that you get angry when you're tired? Get emotional. You get tired, man. Your emotions start to get the better of you. Huh? It's important to understand that the way we feel in these moments is because of the circumstances that we're in. We're mad because we're hungry. We're emotional because we're tired. It's important for us to not get in our flesh and to prevent ourselves from doing something that we're going to regret. Don't get hungry, get mad, and then say something to your mom or your dad or somebody else because you're hangry. Don't do something because you're tired that you might regret. Instead, we need to let our emotions guide. Instead of letting our emotions guide us and control our path on the day-to-day, you need to hang your hat on the fact that the way you're feeling will change. Your circumstances will change. I know that where you guys are at in life, like I said, your world's still small and it's hard, but you need to find solace in the fact that this is just a season. Like the way you feel right now, it's not forever. So the last thing that we were going to talk on was our emotion. There's one good emotion that God always wants us to have, and that's compassion. God, all throughout the Bible, we can see moments and times where God has compassion and sympathy for people around him. What do you think compassion is? Go ahead, Gabe, real quick.
Compassion is essentially showing kindness or
having an interest in something. Yeah, compassion is sympathy for and concern and sufferings of misfortune for the sufferings and misfortune of others, as defined by the dictionary. Like when you feel sorry for somebody that is going through tough times, or you have sympathy for somebody that's struggling with something. When you truly invest in your relationship with God, as you grow closer to Him and you start to walk, you start to emulate what He puts out. You know, you're going to emulate what you're taking in. If you're reading your Bible, you're going to start to have compassion. All throughout the Bible, we see examples of God's compassion. He heals the leper. He feeds 5,000. He helps the lame to walk. He helps the blind to see. There's lots of examples in our Bible about God's compassion. You see, God had compassion for the people that we probably wouldn't even feel deserved it. God had compassion for them. And why do you think God had compassion when most else would not? We're going to turn to John chapter 8. And I'm going to read because, for the sake of time, we got to get going. John chapter 8. We're going to read verse 7. I'll read it out loud then. Gabe, hold on a second. All right. So, when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and he said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." You guys are probably familiar with the story. If you're not, the Pharisees come to God. They're saying this woman has committed adultery. They want God to judge her. God says, if any of you don't have any sin in your life, then you guys be the first to cast the stone. And as you know, no one throws a rock. No one casts a stone because none of them are perfect. None of us are perfect. We all are quick to judge people around us like the Pharisees, but what we all need to first realize is that God understands that we're all sinners. That none of us is perfect, and that we shouldn't be casting judgment towards others. We should always have compassion on those that we encounter. I've told you guys this numerous times. You never know what somebody else is going through. You never know what somebody else is dealing with, what's going on at home, what's going on in their life. We always have to take the opportunity to try to be the best part of someone else's day. Say hi to somebody when you can. Friends in the hallway, whatever it is, just try to be the best part of someone else's day. You should always wish to put out what you want to receive back. You should always be kind to people because that's what you want in return. And then the last thing we're going to look at is Matthew chapter 9, the last verse, and we'll wrap up. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. And it says, But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. It says, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. A sheep without a shepherd. You and everyone we run into on the day-to-day are either, like everybody that you encounter on your day, is either a Christian struggling with sin, just like us, or somebody that's lost and doesn't know the gospel, that doesn't understand that there is a Lord, that there's Jesus that came and died for their sin, and they need Jesus in their life. So we can be letting our emotions control our actions. We can't let our emotions be controlling our actions. We have to be led by the Spirit. If not, then we're no better than the sheep without a shepherd. We're all just out there wandering. Just out here living in this world with no direction, nothing to guide our walk. We don't want to be sheep without a shepherd. So that's it. That's my spiel on emotion. We will pray and then we'll get out. It's late. So...
So I turned it into